Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 22nd of November. Former US Congressperson Gates's withdrawal from the nomination process for the role of US Attorney General is of little to no direct interest to financial markets. The position of Attorney General has fairly limited relevance to equities or bonds, other than in the very broad concept of rule of law being important to long-term growth and to reserve currency status. However, the withdrawal, just a day after attempts to persuade members of the US Senate to support Gates's confirmation, might be seen as members of the Senate challenging what appears to be regarded as one of the more unorthodox nominations of US President-elect Trump. Investors who tend to prefer orthodoxy in politics, in any country, may be reassured by the presence of functioning checks and balances within the US government, and perhaps look for their application in other areas of more importance to financial markets. For instance, possible future nominees for the governorships of the US Federal Reserve. The United Kingdom will be giving us October retail sales data today, which strips away the effects of inflation but does not include things like restaurant spending. Spending on having fun is largely excluded from these numbers, therefore. The expectation is for a reasonable pace of real consumption in year-on-year terms, with some slowing from September. The British do not get obsessed with buying plastic reproductions of pumpkins to mark Halloween, but they do spend money on supplying their children with school equipment, which is part of the expected slowdown in the month-on-month data pattern. The GfK consumer confidence data for November has already been released, but as it's a confidence poll, it's really not worth bothering with. The dubious nature of survey-based evidence is also on display with the release of the US-Michigan consumer sentiment data. This will capture some more of the shift in sentiment about the economy that took place after the US election, when Democrats went from thinking the economy was fine to thinking it was terrible, and Republicans went from thinking the economy was terrible to transports of delight with the way the economy was performing. Republicans do seem to be a bit more emotional than Democrats when it comes to economic sentiment. Of course, nothing of any significance has changed in the US economy's current conditions, and it's all political bias, destroying any semblance of impartial, objective analysis. There are still more ECB speakers hitting the agenda. President Lagarde, of course, one of the multitude. It's too tiresome to pay any attention to. The US New York Federal Reserve President Williams said yesterday that the Fed was not quite there on cooling prices. This does not mean that rates will not be coming down. Remember, doing nothing is a tightening of monetary policy because inflation has fallen this year more than interest rates have. If the Fed's policy stance at the start of the year was restrictive, and it was, the faster decline in inflation means that it's actually more restrictive today, and that is just not needed. What Williams is saying is that interest rates can and should fall, mark a December rate cut into your calendar, but that rates should not fall to a level that would be considered neutral quite yet. Although Williams also implied that neutral rates could be appropriate at some point in the not-too-distant future. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.